If you have your Bible, let's turn to Proverbs chapter 18, verses 7 through 8. A fool's mouth is his ruin, and his lips are a snare to his soul. The words of a whisperer are like delicious morsels. They go down into the inner parts of the body. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, I thank you for the opportunity to come and the opportunity to preach and the opportunity to talk with my brothers about the Bible. Lord, I pray that today that we would love the Scriptures and that we would love you more because of them. And Lord, I pray that we would know how to navigate conversations well after this in regards to gossip and slander. And I pray, Lord, that we would seek shelter in the cross and that we would seek forgiveness in the cross. Lord, we put no confidence in the flesh. And Lord, we need help taming our tongue. So please, come and give us grace. And Lord, I pray that we would advance the kingdom and advance the church because of our time together. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I can't believe what your friend said about him. It's been bothering me all day, and I can't believe he would have the audacity to say that. I've actually been concerned about one of our elders. I heard he was staying late counseling with a woman in the church, and I think he might be going after the Proverbs 6 woman. I can't believe our church is going to hire him. Don't we remember that we got a phone call that says he's against missions? I really like him, but I'm frustrated that he didn't invite me. Did he forget about me? How could he not invite me to the party? I guess he doesn't care about me anymore. Gossip. If you've not experienced it, you will. And if you've not gossiped about someone else, you will do at some point. The Proverbs has a lot to say about gossip. In fact, I counted 80 times where it talks about the tongue alone, and over 40 times where it talks about slander and gossip. So that's like 120 times total where it talks about words. Ray Ortland says that in the Proverbs, gossip or the tongue is mentioned more than sex, power, money, pride. It's a huge issue in the book of Proverbs. And so what I want to do is I want to take two Proverbs, these two verses, and hold them up and look at them from different angles to soak in them. And then we're going to look at some other Proverbs as well, but really drill down on what these two are saying and then seek to apply them to our lives. Jesus wants us to avoid gossip, put on self-control, and save us from the slander of sin. Jesus wants us to avoid gossip, put on self-control, and save us from the slander of sin. Now we're going to talk about gossip, but what is gossip? So I'm defining gossip as talking about a person to someone who is not a part of the problem nor a part of the solution. Gossip is talking to someone about someone who is not a part of the problem nor a part of the solution. And my goal is not to make a watertight definition of gossip here. I mean that as far as not a part of the problem. I mean it's okay to confront someone or mention to someone who's gossiping, and it's okay to bring in someone else to be a part of the solution like Matthew 18. So I'm not going to try to get into all the facets and nitty-gritty of gossip, but it's helpful to know what we're talking about. And I think gossip, we can see the effects, the nature, and the solution in these verses in Proverbs. The effects of gossip, there's two main effects. The first one is it destroys lives. Gossip destroys lives. It's like kudzu that spreads and covers its victims until it suffocates them. Gossip is like a cut that if left unattended will slowly bleed the life out of someone. Proverbs 11:9 says, with his mouth the godless man would destroy his neighbor, but by knowledge the righteous are delivered. The godless man would destroy his neighbor, but by knowledge the righteous are delivered. So what you have in the book of Proverbs, you have the fool and you have the wise one. So knowledge can save your neighbor. Knowledge can deliver you. But knowledge can also destroy your neighbor. So knowledge can also spread and kill. One is knowledge of wisdom and how to apply the truths of the Scripture in the fear of the Lord. And one is knowledge that is slanderous. Here's another verse in Proverbs 16:27-28. A worthless man plots evil, and his speech is like a scorching fire. A dishonest man spreads strife, and a whisperer separates close friends. Our speech can be like a scorching fire that burns people's reputations. Forbes magazine says the number one way to kill a company is to let gossip run rampant in your business. That's absolutely fascinating. The number one way to kill a company is to have gossip run rampant. In the movie Doubt, there's this scene that I think is rather gripping. The priest, who's being talked about in various ways for various reasons, he's giving a homily, and the homily is on gossip. And in it, he describes a boy who takes a large pillow, and he walks up these flights of stairs. And he describes him walking up these rickety steps, and they go up, and he gets up to this top of the roof of the building. And he gets on the roof, and you can see the city below him with all these alleys and all these corridors and all these streets going throughout the city. And the boy takes the pillow and he holds it up and pulls out a knife and slices the pillow and stabs it, and the feathers go everywhere. And the wind comes across the rooftop and takes the feathers out, and they flow and they scatter throughout the city, and you can see them weaving as they go down and intersecting into all the streets and corridors. And the priest says, that is gossip. Our words can be like those feathers that scatter and they go and they spread, and they're out of our control. The words go and they do things that we don't want them to do, and they go places we don't want them to go, and overnight you flick the domino and the words cascade and people hear about it and people talk about it and people hear about it, and a person's reputation is ruined overnight. Churches can be split instantly, it seems, from gossip, the scorching fire. And guys, we've all done this. We've talked bad about people. We've damaged reputations. We've hurt our brothers and sisters. And we need forgiveness. We need help. We've destroyed reputations. But look at the particular proverb we're looking at. Proverbs 18:7. A fool's mouth is his ruin. A fool's mouth is his ruin. It's not just that it destroys his neighbor, it's that it destroys himself. It ruins the gossiper. That's odd. You don't think of the gossiper as someone who's destroying himself. It's like the arsonist who's in a dry forest and is trying to light the forest on fire, but accidentally cuts off and burns every exit from the forest and finds himself consumed in it. Or it's like a terrorist who signs up to destroy something, but doesn't realize when he detonates the bomb, it's actually strapped to his back. Gossip ruins the gossiper. Look at these verses in Proverbs. Proverbs 6. A worthless man A wicked man goes about with crooked speech, winks with his eyes, signals with his feet, points with his finger. With a perverted heart devises evil, continually sowing discord. And then in Proverbs 6:15, it says, therefore, calamity will come upon him suddenly. In a moment, he will be broken beyond all healing. Calamity comes upon him. He's broken beyond repair. Now, how can this be? I think there's two ways that gossip ruins the gossiper. And the first one is somewhat obvious, but we don't think about it. The moment we gossip, the moment we deem ourselves untrustworthy. If you think about it, who wants to trust someone with their secrets who goes about sharing other secrets? If someone is talking about someone else to you, what makes you think they won't talk about you to someone else? And this is actually shown in the Proverbs. Proverbs 25, verse 9 and 10. Argue your case with your neighbor himself, and do not reveal another secret. And then 25 verse 10 says, lest he who hears you bring shame upon you, and your ill repute have no end. The New Living Translation says, you will never gain your reputation. You ruin someone's reputation, you ruin your own reputation. And that you're untrustworthy. Proverbs 11:13 says, whoever goes about reveals secrets, but he who is trustworthy in spirit keeps a thing covered. The trustworthy cover secrets. But I think there's actually something more severe in how Proverbs 18, verse 7 is talking about ruining someone. And this is related to the fear of the Lord. The Lord hates gossip and will not let it go unpunished. The fool's mouth brings ruin. And that ruin says it's a snare to his soul. His lips are a snare to his soul. In chapter 6, it lists six things that the Lord hates. One of them is a false witness who breathes out lies, and one who sows discord among brothers. God despises gossip. Gossip is sin, and the Lord cannot leave sin unpunished. Brothers, we need someone to save us from the slander of sin. God hates sin, and we cannot bear His wrath. We need forgiveness. There's much more at stake than words and conjugations and sentences. There is eternal damnation at stake with our words. So think about it. He says, the lips are a snare to his soul. In Proverbs 6, it says, a perverted heart despises evil, continually sowing discord. This is incredibly similar to what Jesus talks about in the Gospels. The lips and the heart are connected. His lips are a snare to his soul. The perverted heart despises evil, continually sowing discord. What comes out of the mouth was first in the heart. Listen to Matthew 12, 34 through 37. And this is Jesus talking to the Pharisees. He says, you brood of vipers, how can you speak good when you are evil? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good person, out of the good treasure, brings forth good. The evil person, out of the evil treasure of his heart, brings forth evil. I tell you, guys, listen. I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give an account for every careless word. Every careless word they speak. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Every careless word. Our conversations are filled with careless words. We are loose with our tongues, and the Lord keeps an account. Brothers, we need forgiveness. We need someone to save us from the slander of sin. But don't miss what Jesus says here. So feel the weight of the need for forgiveness, but don't miss what he's saying. By your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. This is fruit from the storehouse. The wise one has speech that is good. The fool has speech that is slanderous. The blood of Jesus covers our sin, but also our words speak that the blood of Jesus has covered our sin. This is not... You can't be careless about your careless words. We have to care about our words. They show whether that we have good treasure in our heart that the Lord has redeemed, or they show whether we don't know God and we're the fool of Proverbs. So if gossip is as bad as we've talked about, if gossip destroys other people's lives, if gossip ruins our own life, why do we do it? Why would we even think about gossip? Look back at Proverbs 18, verse 8. The words of a whisperer are like delicious morsels. They go down into the inner parts of the body. The words of a whisperer are like delicious morsels. They taste good. Gossip feels good. We crave the secret sin. Ever since Adam tasted the fruit that was forbidden, we now want to hear words that should be forbidden to us. We now want to hear and know the difference between good and evil about other people. Gossip makes us feel intimate with others. I got this from Stephen Ripley, where he says, we like gossip because it makes us feel special. We like gossip because we feel honored that someone would want to whisper secret information in our ears. We feel good that they would feel us as important to share something so special that not everyone knows about. It's a whisperer, as the proverb says. And we want, just like Satan whispered in Eve's ear, we are intrigued and want to know more. And what's behind this? Self-love. I can't believe what they did. Have you heard what they are doing? Did you hear what they said? I can't believe that. I am so much better than that. I, they. All centered on self. All consumed with me looking better by me talking about them and putting them down. Gossip is insecure. Fear of man is filled with these whispering words. Jealousy, bitterness, and eventually unforgiveness. We all know what this feels like. But just like the fruit in the garden, it promises, but it cannot deliver. it promises. But those morsels that we chew on, and those morsels that are so delicious, they sink down into the inner parts of our body, and they do not digest well. It's food poisoning. What is it that we want so badly that we're willing to sin to get it? So what would happen if we didn't share those words? The people would not know that we know something they don't. If we did not share those words, our friends would not know that we're better than they are. If we did not share those words, they would not know that we even knew of their sin. But God would know. Is our desire to honor the Lord or to self-exalt ourselves? Self-control is the opposite of gossip. Proverbs 10, verse 19 says, "When words are many, transgression is not lacking. But whoever restrains his lips is prudent." Restraining lips. Proverbs 29:11 says, "A fool gives full vent to his spirit, but a wise man quietly holds back." And then in the companion verse to the verse we've been focusing on in Proverbs 18, Proverbs 26, 20-22, says, For a lack of wood the fire goes out, and where there is no whisperer, quarreling ceases. As charcoal to hot embers, and wood to fire, so is a quarrelsome man for kindling strife. The words of a whisperer are like delicious morsels going down to the inner parts of the body. There's no fire because there's no wood. You remove the wood, you remove the fire. You remove the words, you remove the gossip. Self-control is the opposite of gossip. You remove the delicious morsels, there's nothing to eat. Self-control is a fruit of the Spirit. And we need help to put on self-control. If we want so badly to be like God, knowing the difference between good and evil, between everyone else, we have to know that God does not gossip. The Trinity does not gossip about us. The Holy Spirit does not turn to God the Father and say, "Did you see what they did? I can't believe that they did that." God the Son is not slandering us to God the Father. He has no need to. God's not a coward. He doesn't need to stab us in the back. He can come to our face and cut us down instantly in our sin. He doesn't need to speak about us and murmur behind our backs to exalt himself, because he is already glorious. He does not need gossip to make him look good. He does the opposite of gossip, which is love, and he takes sin full head on by putting on the form of a human man and comes and addresses gossip face to face, and not only addresses it, but he allows himself to be gossiped about. The Sadducees and the Pharisees are the fools in Proverbs, and they talk about Christ behind his back, they slander him, they plot evil against him, and eventually they pin him to a tree, and they arouse the people to scream, "Crucify him!" And this is the one who's never gossiped, this is the one who's never gossiped about them, this is the one who could, in all righteous wisdom, slay them down in their sins, and he is the one being slaughtered on the cross. And not only is he being slaughtered on the cross, he cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Taking their ruin that their words brought upon himself, taking their lips, which snared their souls, he now allows his soul to be snared in his behalf. And the delicious morsels which we so readily ate, he now consumes in his wreathing body on the cross and allows himself to bear the full penalty of the wrath of God for gossipers like you and me. And then he cries out, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And we should hear those words, and we should run to them and take them and say, Father, forgive me. I've not feared you. Forgive me of my sin. And then when we, in turn, are gossiped about, and when we are slandered, and in our churches, when people talk about us, may we ask the Lord to give us self-control. And may we ask the Lord to give us hearts that say, Father, forgive them. They do not know what they are doing. Brothers, Christ has risen from the dead. And His Spirit is available to anyone who calls upon His name. And the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The mouth of a fool is his ruin. His lips are a snare to his soul. The words of a whisperer are like delicious morsels that go down to the inner parts of the body. Let us run to the Christ who can forgive us of our sin and give us grace to put on self-control. Jesus wants us to avoid gossip, put on the fruit of the Spirit, and save us from the slander of sin. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, Lord, I pray that now you would give us grace. Forgive us when we gossip. Forgive us when we slander and do not love our neighbor as ourselves. Lord, I pray now that you would give us grace to put on self-control and to honor you and glorify you in the silence that we bless our neighbors with by not gossiping about them. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.